But see, where can this happen? It can happen and does happen in every aspect of life. And the folks I just mentioned, the obvious groups that we always kind of look to in that sense, the homeless folks and people who are, you know, abusers or abused and addicted and that sort of thing, those are in some ways sort of extreme illustrations. But in daily life, in your life and mine, in our daily living and our families and among our friends and others, there is suffering. There is loss. There's dying. And there are lots of ways we die, not just death, physical death, but there's lots of endings, unfulfilled dreams, broken hopes, illusions shattered. There's all kinds of ways in which life disappoints us and hurts and lets us down. Those are all reflections of the suffering that the world is engaged in. And what the New Testament does, well, the book of Acts certainly does with regard to Paul, is it shows here is a man who was absolutely immersed in a life of struggle and suffering. That his, that as his life embarked on the journey of faith in Christ, he went from being a successful, upright, Jewish aristocrat, basically, with everything going for him, to being an alley cat, a dog, living in the streets, kicked from pillar to post. And this is Christianity? This is what you get when you follow the lead of Jesus Christ? It is. Now, not like Paul, but what it means is that you confront the reality of the day. You move into what is actually there and trust that God is at work in and through it to bring about his purposes. There's a line in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, the movies,